The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good.
We're going to get into it. Let's just take a second to welcome everyone to the podcast.
Welcome everybody to the podcast. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. It means a lot.
You're listening to With Wit with Tim, Date Night Edition.
Mm-hmm. Date Night with Wit.
And Tim.
And as you can see, but not hear, we're on our couch. This is what our couch sounds like. Okay, we're on the couch.
New couch, Sixpenny. What's up?
Shout out to that company.
I'm obsessed with this couch.
We're in the middle of a major room redo.
Yeah, you know when?
Please, no. You know when what?
You know when you've lived in your house for a while? Like for us, it's almost 7 years and you've had it kind of the same way and you're just ready for like...
Yes.
A refresh. Like there's not a lot we can do to this house that we want to continue to do without like knocking walls down and doing major construction. So a good way to just like lift your energy and start a new season.
Yeah, get stressed out with details of, you know.
Is move around furniture.
When you lived in a house for a long time and you can't afford to buy a new house, just move your TV from one room to the next and rearrange all the room's purposes.
That's really true.
Yeah.
But it's also that we've been wanting to change up the flow of the house because we like to entertain and host, but we realize like bringing stuff from inside to outside and the flow to get outside is difficult with like the big furniture right in front of the door. So we also wanted to change things around just to change up the flow.
We did want to change up the flow. Do we like hosting?
You do.
Fair. All right. I thought we'd do things a little bit differently today. I still want to hit all of our topics. I think I kind of want to skip goal review and maybe setting a goal because we don't follow through with those.
Yeah.
But I'd like to start with errors and omissions.
Omissions.
Yes. Did we omit anything? Did we make any errors? Last time we recorded, we said that Prince William had killed Kate Middleton, and that was not true. But obviously, we were kidding. And full disclaimer.
Full disclosure or full disclaimer?
Full disclaimer.
Okay.
For all of our pop culture palate cleansers,
we're usually lying.
We're bringing the fake news. You should know that.
Like, we're like the like fun, ethical, like
ish
in Style Weekly.
Yeah, look at us that
like
way.
The,
okay?
What was that trash mag that our grandmothers always used to read?
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Yes, we are not a news organization. Let's make that
like,
clear.
We're not.
And just to talk about the subject for a while, obviously, like, very sad that she
awful.
Has cancer, and we
awful.
Hope that she gets better. I hope that everyone who is sick gets better. But there's still something fishy going on, and I'm just saying that I noticed.
Because it's like, why?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, there's two camps to this. Who gives a shit, which is I'm in also because like, I don't care about the royals.
Right. Only because of the crown do I really care. Like, I've never been invested.
It's one of those things where you only care because so many other people care that you feel like you need to weigh in.
And like, you need to talk about it. But that is,
We should be above that?
We should be above that.
Not here.
A lot of people, because I feel like also having this podcast, I go into Dear Media all the time and everyone's so young there. And there's like all this stuff I haven't heard about from TikTok.
Like TikTok.
And I'm like, should I know? Or am I okay just living in the ignorance is bliss?
I don't really fully understand what you're saying, but we don't have to know about anything we don't want to know about. I don't have to know every single thing about the royals to like casually gossip about them. They are in that role as our celebrities, and it's public domain to just chit chat about them, which is what we're here to do. And there's something fishy going on, and I want to know what it is. Despite her sad cancer diagnosis, I like Kate Middleton.
Yeah, I do too.
Persona. I have no idea who she is.
Yeah.
I like her persona. I got nothing against her. Anyway, and we'll do our own pop culture palate cleanser later on. But I thought that since we just got back and we're still in the middle of spring break, we should review our trip.
Okay.
Are you down to do that?
I'm fully down.
Are you guys down to listen to that?
Do you want to do a full review? Or
I'd like to talk about, like, give a little bit of color on each 10 minutes. You will do something every 10 minutes. So the first 10 minutes.
If you can remember that.
My stomach hurt. And so I did on the side. I know. I couldn't remember it if you paid me a trillion billions. But I would like to talk about spring break with you. I thought it was a great trip. I am not a big resort guy. And not that this was a big resort. It was a medium-sized resort, but it was pretty big. And like we didn't leave the resort or the pool really. Like, and that was fine with me. We were only there for 4 days.
Yeah.
And
like 3 full days.
It was so family friendly and packed with kids, and Sunny is so social that we were able to really chill. It was like the first vacation we've all been on where I and I know we were just saying kind of the opposite, but I really did feel like I recharged my batteries and like had plenty of time to read and lay and nap and drink and eat. And there was no stress of getting into cars and going to this and reserving that, and what's your confirmation number? Oh, I need to do a login. Oh, you want me to download an app to do, like, no.
Like, yeah.
None of that. Mm-hmm. Just sit there, eat and drink,
and
sleep.
That's all I had to think about.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And that was great.
It was great. I didn't fully feel, I did also get the chance to relax during the day. I one day took like a 2-hour nap, I think, at the pool. But I felt like I was just waking up so early that I wasn't like fully rested. So I came home feeling tired from that.
Different experience for
you.
Yeah. Bummer. But
you came home feeling refreshed.
I did. I liked it. And I think if we were there for a little bit longer, we would have gotten antsy at the hotel and then done some exploring or some activities. Because
next
I really want to check out, like we could have been anywhere. Even though it was beautiful in Hawaii and the water and the trees and whatever. But I want to explore more another time.
I do too.
But anyone who's looking for like 4 days with the kids, and if they're will leave your side, I strongly
recommend
the Mauna Lani Kani.
Yeah. Mauna Lani in Kona.
In Kona, which is
on the
Hawaii.
Big island.
Yes. I did not enjoy. Wow. I was going to say, I did not enjoy the luau. I feel like it's very like, we're white and you're Hawaiian. And
yeah.
Like, it's awful and you hate us. And like, yeah, we'll eat this food. And like, you probably hate doing this. So I didn't like doing that.
I didn't really love doing that
but
either.
But the pork was delicious.
There was like the end of the pork at the buffet. Mm. So I didn't end up taking it.
My favorite pork is that is when about 100 people have scooped their spoons into it before me. And then I get it because you get not only that spoon flavor, but like some human
cells that have just
maybe
exfoliated
like some
off some finger and cuticles that just fell off.
Like pork exfoliated with
a 5-year-old
human
who just lost a tooth.
Perfect.
So no, I didn't eat the pork, but I didn't eat the pork, but
and that was good.
But I that was bad. I ate the roasted. There were like these really yummy roasted honey macadamia nuts that were so good that made me want to eat macadamia nuts here.
That's a big
Hawaiian thing.
Yeah.
Macadamia nuts, coffee, especially from Kona. The coffee was so good there. What else? I think you need to be there for at least like 5 full days. And then also, yeah, like exploring a little bit. I really wanted to do that waterfall hike thing, but it was going to be so expensive. And then it was, it went from like being so expensive to then like a 10-hour thing. But I'll do more due diligence next time.
Well,
Sunny also didn't want to leave, so I don't feel that bad about leaving. Yeah.
Sunny, were you happy with our trip to Hawaii? Yeah. Do you have anything to say about it? Okay, great. Like it.
Great.
There you have it.
What'd you like better, Hawaii or Palm Springs?
Hawaii. So we got back from Hawaii. We had a few days here, and then Whitney was invited by two moms in Sunny's class to go to Palm Springs for a couple nights, and Whitney was going to take Sunny. And then she was like, you should come. You could play golf and like hang out as you want. I was like, yeah, I would love to go. And so we went, and that was a whole nother trip.
That was a lot. I think that's that kind of.
First, I want to know, what was your thought process in accepting the invite? And don't take that question to mean, I thought it was strange. I thought it was great you accepted the invite. But your thought process.
I had a couple different thoughts. So person that invited me, I really like, and I want to get to know. And I feel like I had kind of been MIA the past couple months, like traveling a lot, not doing pickup or drop off a lot. And just, so I felt like I kind of needed to show up and do this with my kid. And then I also knew that it was something that Sunny was really going to want to do. Like if I told him, do you want to do this? That he was going to be like 100%. And the alternative was going to be us here trying to make plans and like figuring out everything. So I was just like, okay, let's do it. Like all I knew was going to be a sacrifice. Like I knew it was going to not be
a vacation,
but I felt like there were just more pros than cons to this scenario.
Great way to look at it.
Like, and I was just putting myself last.
Wow. Yeah. You are a saint.
Until you came, and then I put you last.
Living saint.
Okay, so I first gave AG1 a try because simple daily habits are key for me, and I've been aiming for more simplification in my life. In this current age of wellness, it can just be so much to keep track of all the different supplements and vitamins and probiotics and adaptogens. Honestly, it's just too much for me to manage. AG1 is an amazing single solution that supports your entire body by filling in nutrient gaps daily. Since I started drinking AG1 daily, I have felt such a boost physically and mentally. I really do feel a noticeable pep in my step. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. So, I love that every scoop includes folate, magnesium, ashwagandha, all these things for stress support, basically everything that your multivitamins are already giving you, just more. And a lot of my friends have started drinking AG1 and just telling me how much more energetic they feel. I recommend AG1 to my family and friends because it is formulated based on the latest science and it maintains high quality standards. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I'm so excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/withwit. That's drinkag1.com/withwit. Check it out.
Have you ever broken off an engagement? Did you bomb your SATs? Have you been fired for drinking on the job? Well, even if you haven't, I'm here to tell you that someone successful has. Hi, I'm Jenny Mullen. I'm a mom, a comedian, a New York Times bestselling author, and yes, a total failure. Whether you ruined your best friend's wedding, oops, or just have an unhealthy need to constantly compete with your younger and cuter sibling, this podcast will cover it. Join me each week as I talk to friends, comedians, celebrities, pet psychics, ex-boyfriends, and more. All the Fails is a podcast about failure in all its various forms.
We went to the Omni, mm-hmm. which is a gigantic hole of shit.
It's
Shout out to the Omni.
It's a hotel. It's been there forever. It's in Palm Springs. It's
like almost
like
it's run
mania.
By teenagers. It's almost like a high school experiment of a hotel.
Honestly, I was very surprised with how fast like food came.
You know what? That's not my real critique of it. It's not that it was run bad or it had bad service. I mean, all their phones were down. And
that's
like,
true.
There were people sitting outside of the rooms with like to help you with your key because all the keys didn't work.
They had a cyber attack last week, they said.
Oh, yeah. I know that the Russians really want to hack
the Omni
because they got like a lot of national security secrets and shit.
You didn't know there's like a crazy bunker under there?
Yes. And that's where Ronald Reagan
hid from the feds.
The feds. In his big Ronald Reagan v. the feds saga that happened in the 40s. See, like, don't take our Kate Middleton shit seriously. We have no idea what we're talking about.
No, we're making up history.
Anyway, it was a great place. It was just like one of those places where the gigantic pool is surrounded by like gates.
Yeah. And like three rows of lounge chairs, and you like have to turn in tickets to get towels and then turn back the towels in at the end of the day to get the tickets back. And then you have to, the pool doesn't open till 9. So you have to wait in like a really long line in the heat to like just get in the pool, into the pool.
Would you say that there was this much space in between the chairs?
There's not any. Every chair is like
touching the chairs.
And you can only get, I don't think you can even get like a chair per person.
And like look,
or I think you can get only three chairs, even if your family has like six people.
Okay. So I just realized we probably sound like assholes. We were like, oh, why? It was so nice. And this hotel was not nice.
Assholes.
Look, like I would rather not go on vacation. I don't know how to talk about this without sounding like an asshole. So I guess.
Well, no, the Palm Springs is. You would rather not go on that vacation. That's totally fine. We weren't going on it for that purpose. So,
no,
whatever.
And right. And like, we had good attitudes. And it was fun-ish. It was fun-ish.
It was fun until Sonny got sun poisoning.
That was rough.
Yeah, he got dehydrated.
Parent tip, sunscreen.
Not only sunscreen, but the water throughout the day too.
It's like a sarcastic tip. Like obviously parents know to use sunscreen. Hopefully. Anyway, so then we just got back yesterday and we still have like 5 more days. Like mm-hmm. There's 2 weeks of spring break. And then you'd think on the Monday they'd send these kids back to school, but they're like, JK.
I know.
That day's also off.
I know.
What's up with that?
I know. I'd have to go through
What's
my emails
up?
In order to tell you what the reason for the Monday. Uh-huh. Closure is.
But there is a reason.
I
like to kind of operate my life that way. It's like, this sucks. There's probably a reason for it. Like, I'd just be wasting time if I looked into why. Just accept that there's a reason for it
and
move
acceptance.
On.
I just want to prepare you, though, that there's only 8 more weeks of school. And then we're on
summer break.
And so you and I have to get situated with our plans and getting him in camps and stuff.
Whenever someone says you and I, in my head I go, you and I, T-Y, that's a unity. It's a fun fact about me because we're on a date. So how do you think we did as a couple?
I feel like we did fantastic.
Good.
It wasn't until yesterday when I felt like I'm really done. Like not done like with you, but like I'm
who
just, like,
will co-host the podcast.
I'm like mentally exhausted.
But now we're home and we can divide and conquer.
Research.
And get some self-care.
Yes, I already went to therapy. I already took a tennis lesson. We're hashing it out or just like getting on the same page about stuff. Mm-hmm. We have some work stuff that we don't need to bore you with. So we have 3 weeks here. So chill, unwind, relax.
Get stuff done.
Get your groove on.
Get my groove on. All right, that sounds good. What was the best thing you ate last week?
The best thing I ate? My ube coladas from the hotel.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii were so good.
What is ube?
Ube, I guess, is like a purple yam. And they somehow make some sort of amazing like purple slush syrup that they mix with a pina colada. And it's so tasty.
It was wonderful.
I think I drank three one day and like I didn't even feel a thing.
For you.
It's weird for me.
Yeah. I wonder if that is a good thing. You didn't feel drunk?
No, not at all. And then I took three sips of that margarita yesterday and was like
hammered.
Woozy.
Right. Too so much sun.
Yeah. What was the best thing you ate?
I don't know. The pull apart bread at that restaurant. They the brought out like a giant Parker House roll, like brushed in butter and salt, like right out of the oven, and you pull it apart and then you eat it.
That was really good.
That was good at the Canoe House.
Your meat sauce that you made
shout out
at
Reed.
Some point in this past week was really good too.
Made a good meat. Yeah.
You made a really good bolognese. Meat sauce.
You guys want to hear my bolognese recipe for the 8 billionth time? Probably not. Channel news.
That's different.
It's the same shit. Okay. We are considering recording these podcasts in the car.
Oh, yes.
And like driving to a destination to get some food, reviewing it and doing the podcast all in one. Because sitting here,
it's a little
sitting
stagnant.
At Dear Me, meaning a little sterile.
Sterile and
stagnant. Sterile and
silly.
Silly at times. Stuffy?
Yes.
Stoofy.
Stark.
Starch.
No, Stark.
Stark, yeah. Tony Stark.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Saks.com is just the best, and it's been one of my favorite shopping sites forever. It's also one of the easiest places that I go to find instant style inspiration for any new season or when I'm just feeling like I'm sick of my clothes. I have a bunch of stuff coming up this spring, trips, events, whatnot, but because it's been like weirdly cold in LA, I haven't really had much of a chance to get into full spring fashion zone. Perusing Saks.com is definitely a pastime I can get lost in. I love picking out certain standout items and then challenging myself to build whole outfits around them. These are honestly the kinds of games that I like to play with myself. You can shop Saks.com for anything and everything on your calendar, whether it's a fun Staud getup for a date night, flowy resort wear for the next vacation, a chic Chloe blazer for a lunch meeting or cocktail hour, or just like your basic, necessary, well-made essentials. Or maybe you're just like me and just feel energized by a closet refresh. Saks.com has everything you could want with timeless styles that make you feel good inside and out. And to be honest, I'm eyeing way too many things than I should be right now, specifically some pointy toe red Prada shoes and some funky pieces for summer. They just have too many gorgeous things. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle, CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. This skincare makeup hybrid is my new fave. It looks and feels so unique. So it's developed using micro droplet technology. Basically, the pigmented capsules burst and blend to easily distribute a very sheer, even tint. And with a plant-based retinol alternative, it actually works to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while having this amazing sheer tint. I put this on before heading out for a day of meetings and was just so happy with how light the coverage was and just how my skin really looked like skin, just fresher and more radiant. It's the perfect base for the fresh face. It can also be used as a primer. It's great for that no makeup look that I go for every day and a really, really great lighter weight alternative to foundation too, if you want that. CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates your skin for up to 24 hours. After trying to use it consistently for the last 2 weeks, I can honestly say that my complexion looks so much more smooth. It looks more plump, it looks more moisturized, and just refreshed. It's made in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones, and it can be worn alone or, like I said, as a nice primer under your favorite foundation. And also, how cool that you can just walk into a drugstore and get a product of this quality. You won't find this unique formula from any other drugstore brand. Glowing, radiant skin is only a pump away, only from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl.
Do we want to do a pop culture palate cleanser?
Pop culture palate cleanser.
Do, do, do.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched Real Housewives of Miami starting at seasons 3 and going 3, 4, and 5, but if you...
All of you listening, what are the odds that someone just started last week on 3, 4, and 5?
I don't know, but if you haven't watched any of it, just go back to only 3. You don't need to go back to the first episode, but I'm like... starting to think it's like the best franchise of
really?
Housewives. Like,
why?
Maybe Salt Lake City because of the Julia crazy agrees. Personalities. But I just feel like in Miami, it's just like so much
more humidity.
Salacious, more money, which feels like there's more on the line.
Mm. I think it's okay for a show that is has that more money to be better as for a viewer.
Is that, I mean, I guess that's a personal thing, but I don't know. I freaking love it. And I'm into the women. And
who,
that's
who do you like? Which women?
Let
me get into some detail.
Okay. I think Nicole's great. Like, it seems like she works really hard and she just seems like normal, real, cool.
The doctor. Who's married to the guy who looks like an otter.
Yeah. They're not married yet, but
right,
they're engaged.
Right. But you agree he looks kind of like an otter?
Yes, definitely.
Otter is on my top 3 list of animals I'd like to be in another life.
An otter sounds fun.
Really nice. They just lay on their back and float down rivers and like pop things into their mouth. And they're cute. And like, I don't know. They probably have some natural predators.
Well, let's look into them. I feel like otters are probably mean or something.
I'd be a nice one. Except for nice. I'm talking about Kate Middleton. Sorry.
Alexia is fiery AF.
Yeah.
Like, she just does not care and will just go off on anyone and say crazy things. Same with Adriana. Adriana is just wild and out there. Martina and like, what's her name?
Julia.
Like, there's all just like weird dynamics in each of their own relationships. Duh, that's Housewives. But I'm just saying, and I know you trust me about reality, get into it.
I think that was a great recap. I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for you. You like it, and these characters are fiery and flawed at
mm-hmm,
times,
mm-hmm.
but generally you seem to like all the women.
I actually really do like all the women.
There's one you maybe you don't like so much. Is that what you're about to say?
I was going to say, but actually I do really like her too. I was going to say Larsa, I wasn't so sure about, but I even think that she has like a good head on her shoulders. And I like her boyfriend.
Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah. He seems really smart and really sweet.
That's
and,
why they kicked him off Traitors early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my question is like on like a show like Vanderpump Rules where we dislike every single character immensely, is it better or worse or equal? Does it matter?
I think it matters. I'm starting to get to the point where I'm over people that I am annoyed by. I like want to see people that I like and I'm rooting for.
And you want conflict in these shows.
Yes.
But there's a difference between people you like having conflict and people that you really
don't care about
are over
uh-huh.
and their conflict.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. I'm very much into Vanderpump Rules though right now, even though I find them all pretty hard to like.
I am too. Because they're each making still like crazy decisions, like continually over and over. Nothing changes.
Yeah. Paradox. All right.
I love how our pop culture is just about TV shows.
Is there anything else? You want to hear about these books I'm reading? Who reads books? Actually, I'm reading books, by the way. But nobody wants to hear
about
that.
But that I hate to be the person like, I'm reading like...
Every time I read a book, I want to bring it up casually, and then I do, and then I want to punch myself in the face.
I feel the same way. I'm like, oh, Lessons in Chemistry?
Oh my God.
I just finished that.
You're like, are you drinking orange juice? Did you know there's chemistry in that? I just read a book about chemistry. And they're like, what? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't give a shit?
So what are you going to watch next when I fall
asleep? I started watching Shogun on FX.
Oh, okay.
Which is about...
samurai fighting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only in the first episode, but it seems way better.
Okay, good.
High production value.
Yeah, you like to have like a high production value scripted meaty series to get into when I'm not around.
Yeah, some when you're around. We're watching The New Look.
I love The New Look.
Yeah.
I can't say love.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I love like the main guy.
So good. Sam Mendelsohn.
Sam Mendelsohn. If that's how Dior really was, it makes me feel like Dior... Sam Mendelsohn?
Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
And then what were we calling him?
I think his name is Brian Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn. Oh, Ben Mendelsohn. And then we were calling him.
I was thinking, like, did Dior produce this movie?
Is Dior alive?
No, but I mean, like,
the
fashion house. I want to know how much of it is true. But I love him. I love him, and it's making me love Dior even more.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And he's great. Mm-hmm. Show's good.
Show's good.
Show is a 7.5 out of 10.
Tad slow.
Do you know Tad Slow from high school? All right. What's up with Sonny? He's good. Look, I don't mean to sound petty.
Okay.
No.
Not sure where we were going.
Whatever adjectives you're about to say are how you truly feel.
No, I thought you were going to say because Sonny's so great and you were going to brag about him.
Right. Well, I am. No, but like some kids got asked to go to like summer school and Sonny didn't. And like, I'm proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Are those feelings all right?
Those feelings are totally fine. I didn't even know that kids were being asked.
Me neither.
And then someone asked me the other day if I had been asked. And I was like, no, I didn't even know. So yes, I mean, we can be relieved and feel proud for him that he does not have to do extra work.
Yeah.
100%. We can be proud, but we have to remember that these things are not, like, we have to remind ourselves how much they really matter to us.
And if he had, we'd be sitting here being like, big deal. And it's exactly. Not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. But I was proud that he didn't have to. I don't know how to reconcile all that.
Relieved.
Yeah.
Brain farts.
Major brain fart. I had a major. Let's do a little entrance.
I had a major brain fart. I had a couple major brain farts.
Should we talk about brain farts?
Yeah, let's talk about brain farts.
Brain farts.
I had so many brain farts, but I went to the LA Zoo, walked in with 3 kids, left my phone at my car, had parked like a mile away, had to take the kids back to the car to get my phone, went to the zoo.
What about your key? Didn't you leave the key somewhere weird?
Then we got back in the car after the zoo. The kids wanted different things to eat. I took one to Chick-fil-A, went into Chick-fil-A, got Chick-fil-A, got back in the car with Chick-fil-A, drove to In-N-Out, and my key thing started saying, smart key not found in car. And so I was like, oh my God, did I leave it at Chick-fil-A? So then I thought I was going to have to drive back to Chick-fil-A with the kids. But I called Chick-fil-A. You can do a ding every time I say Chick-fil-A. Probably. And they said my keys weren't there, which I was actually even surprised that I got a human on the phone at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you like called the store?
I called the actual Chick-fil-A location in Burbank.
Wow.
And they said no keys were there. And so I'm like, what? And then I looked around and they were like in the crevice between the passenger seat and the door, but they were like in the car.
So F you,
car, for making me freak out.
Oh.
So
yeah, F you, car.
Anyways.
No, I mean, that dovetails nicely into my brain fart, which was leaving Palm Springs. Mm. We wanted to go visit Colony 29 where we had gotten married. Here's an amazing picture that we took there. They would not let us in. So, we got all the way there. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot my watch. So we drove half hour back. We had to get a key at the front desk. We go to our room. I go up there. It's not in the drawer. Freaking out. We find the housekeepers downstairs. They said, we brought it to the front desk. We said, thank you so much. Praying hands emoji.
Praying hands emoji.
We did 3 praying hand emojis to her. And then we went to the front desk and they're like, oh, we don't know. I don't call Austin found. I was like, it's definitely gone. It wasn't gone. Then we went back in the car and then we went to Colony 29. And then the car said, engine coolant.
Oh, yeah. My engine coolant thing has been on.
People like this shit.
They do. Okay. I just looked. Our podcast is like number in the 40s in leisure, which is really good.
Great.
Don't worry.
Great.
It's like, it's cool to even be in like the top 100. So
great.
Don't stress.
All right. If people are liking it, I could tell you about our fucking bullshit all day long.
Well, we don't need to know about the engine coolant, but.
Why? It was a major thing. We went to the outlets.
And we would have been fine if you didn't deal with it right then and there. We had been driving with it like that for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I had been.
Well, tip for all you car owners out there, you need a specific kind of coolant. I got the wrong coolant and then I had to top it off with water.
Truly Hard Seltzer has a new party pack and it is so great for this season, for a little weekend gathering with your friends, with your fam, with whoever, by yourself. There are a lot of hard seltzers out there, but most of them honestly just aren't for me. I've tried a bunch. They're either too sweet or overly flavored, or I just like don't crave them. Honestly, I have found Truly Hard Seltzer's flavors to be so nice, so light, so refreshing, easy to sip, and just the perfect drink to pop open for a little happy hour. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry and new party pack. They come in a range of flavors that are super refreshing. So these are all made with real fruit juices, and there's a brand new raspberry flavor that has a lot of hype behind it. And I always kind of go for the citrusy flavors, and I'll usually grab the citrus squeeze flavor, but I've really heard raspberry is amazing. Truly Hard Seltzers are great to have on ice at a party along with all the beer and wine, and with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, they don't weigh you down or bring on the next day headaches like wine sometimes gives me. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT. BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio basically doses your hormone dose off of your blood work so it's personalized to you. With hundreds of functions in your body, understanding hormones and their impact is crucial to our health and well-being. There is still so much more that I have to learn when it comes to hormones, but what I have learned is that your hormones decrease when you age. And because of environmental factors, our hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate. Optimal Bio works to treat fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, and trouble sleeping. So pretty much all the things that could be throwing you off and that I feel are throwing me off consistently. When your hormones are in optimal range, Optimal Bio works as preventative health, keeping your heart, your brain, and bones healthy and steady as you age. Optimal Bio currently has locations throughout the Southeast, multiple offices across North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, and Austin, Texas. You start with a quick introductory call to answer some general questions, and then you go for an in-person consultation where you meet your care team and discuss any and all of your current health concerns. Visit OptimalBio.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. That's OptimalBio.com and code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. Visit www.optimalbio.com or Optimal Bio on Instagram for more information.
All right, I want to start a new segment here.
Okay.
Called The Airing of Grievances.
Oh no.
No?
Well, tell me.
I had a really good one.
Like that's all we've been doing.
Is that true? Julia says no. Julia?
Okay, go. Airing of Grievances.
I had a grievance that I forgot about, but then I had a new grievance today. This guy was tailgating me in a S4, like on Riverside, like in and out of traffic, like tailgating, red light, the whole thing. And Sonny was in the car with me, and like I was like, you know, getting ready to like road rage this guy politely. And then I thought to myself, you know, maybe he's on his way to like the hospital.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what's going on in this guy's life. Or like maybe, you know, his mom just broke her clavicle.
And he's trying to rush over to save her.
Right. And so I was like, have a little grace for these people.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker just pulled into Whole Foods.
Stop.
Yeah. And then
maybe he was getting some.
I thought about that too, but then I was like, that's unlikely. Really so enjoy your rage. He pulled in and like went to the back of the parking lot, and I pulled in close to the entrance and like was looking over at him, and he just never came in.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to do anything. I was going to say, like, oh my God, you were really in such a rush to get to Whole Foods. Like, you could kill someone driving like that.
But you think he was maybe afraid to come in? Or he was just shady and like parking in the back of a parking lot and doing weird things? Like being reckless and
what
just
are
kind of a weirdo.
Anyone was like afraid of me. Pretty good. I just made a muscle for all of you listening to illustrate how afraid everyone should be of me. Don't be afraid of me, anyone. If you see me in the street.
A gentle giant.
Yeah, I'm like a gentle, just average gentle giant person.
A gentle average. I don't have any grievances to air.
Oh, I'll take your spot.
I just want to put positivity into the world have it come right back at me.
Here's another grievance that I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning and wasn't maybe in the mood to do this, but I feel better airing my grievances, knowing that the world is still spinning. Everything is going to work out and it's going to be fine.
And it's going to be fine. And yeah. We have each other.
And I got you. Yeah.
This is what these sessions are for. And it's a lot of proof of a lot of times so many things that we don't want to do end up being like beneficial for us. But also tune into yourself.
This was the first conversation we
have ever had on this couch.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Let's kiss it.
Just want to kiss you.
Oh, let's kiss. Normally we don't sit this close to each other.
I know.
We can kiss.
We could even hold hands if we wanted to.
I do, always. Well, I thought you were mad at me for the last 2 weeks.
I thought you were mad at me this morning. That's why you were
in a bad mood.
And that's why I felt the need to apologize. Also because I really did think I upset you last night.
Wait, so you only apologized because you thought I was mad at you or because you thought you needed to apologize?
No, I thought I needed to apologize.
You didn't. And I wasn't.
And then I thought...
No, I had this dream that we were both on a Bachelor type show about married couples and like you like were your head got turned. But that I wasn't mad at you because that's in a dream and I'm not.
No,
psychotic.
I'll tell you. I honestly think the 2 weeks, I feel like I have been different. I think like getting the news of the fertility stuff and kind of like starting from a square one again has like taken me to a place that I
had to deal with.
Have had to deal with. And I'm like dealing with, but
it's it's hard.
It was at the same time as like dealing with parents aging, mom stuff. So yeah, I think you're not wrong for noticing that maybe there's been something up, but
And like lesson for me, like just because you're acting a certain way doesn't mean it has to do with me. And like I asked and you said no. And like, it's on me to believe you. Just because we spend all of our time together doesn't mean you're going to be happy all the time, even when you're not mad at me. Did that make sense?
It did.
And so I need to tell myself that. And when you say I'm not mad at you, I believe you.
I also know that. And I feel like we're so good at that now and like really believing each other. We like know those triggers and like how to manage that. I also think I have to tune into like, I feel like I always love to travel and I want to do it all. And I have to maybe
like understand that takes a toll.
It takes a toll on me.
And we need some time
as much
here.
Fun as it is. And as much as I want to do everything, like it can be physically exhausting for me.
Let's recharge this week. That's my goal.
And then I put everything else on the back burner too. Sorry.
No, please. More.
I put, you know, I will, when I travel, I try to like be in the moment. So then I come home and I feel really behind. And I think that's not a good way to be all the time.
All right. Well, we'll get ahead and we'll feel more grounded or whatever.
I'm sure every parent at finishing off spring break is feeling like this right now.
Maybe that's why we're top 40 in leisure.
Go do some leisure, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go do some leisure.
Go leisure yourself.
Let's go leisure. Leisure yourself. What do you said you wanted some alone time, or not alone time, but like some you time. What would make you feel whole today? I had a good morning and I feel like a release. I just had a good release here.
This was good. This really made me feel better.
Good.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who's listening. This is a real podcast. Hosted by two real people.
Yeah.
They were flawed, but also pretty
you
close to
read,
perfect.
You should read the comments on the podcast. Because I think it would make you feel better.
I like a nice comment.
Yeah, I'll read you some and you'll feel better.
Okay, they'll be worth about 1/100th of what the negative ones are worth.
Yeah,
but that's
there
fine.
Is a negative one, but there's like a million positives.
What's the negative one? What's that one? No, I don't want to know.
It's not, it's...
Is it about my hair?
No.
I'm just kidding because I got a good haircut.
I don't want to put like any light on that, but I love you. Let's go spend time with Sunny or...
Come here. Come here.
Right here. We're done.
Come here. We're done. This is our new theme song.
Don't be nervous.
He's shy. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Get back to the dishes, your commute, your walk, you're at the gym. I think it's important to try and guess where people are because then if we guess it right, they're like, oh my God, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Where do you think someone would be listening to this right now, Sunny? This podcast? Are they in the car? Are they on the beach?
On the beach.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Sunny, who do you love the most in the world?
My mommy and daddy.
Sunny, if you could only listen to one podcast in the leisure category, whose would it be?
Yes.
And what advice do you have to the people at home listening who might be stressed out because their kids are on spring break? They're stressed. What would you say if they're stressed out? Listen to some
we'll
music.
That. So you can't just need to solve our stress.
No, he does. Just say, take it easy.
Take it easy.
All right. Take it easy, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.